A recent Irish Business Against Litter, or IBAL, report placed Ballymun last in a list of 40 areas and declared Ballymun to be a litter black spot. But on World Cleanup Day, Ballymun weren't taking it sitting down. So they marked this year with a huge turnout to help tidy up the community. So that was on World Cleanup Day, the 21st of September. And I'm delighted to be joined by the independent councillor, Nolene Riley. She's a councillor for Ballymun Finglas. Hello, Nolene.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. So you're going to tell us all about this. Firstly, maybe go to the report and how come they got this litter black spot. Had you noticed in the area deterioration of the area?
I suppose to start off, I felt the report was very unfair. It didn't reflect the good work that goes on in Ballymun throughout the year. Of course, we have problems with illegal dumping, and there had been a removal of resources in the area in relation to litter picking. So I suppose it didn't reflect any of that, but I certainly don't think it gave a full account of all the good work that goes on in Ballymun. And in many ways, it was quite contradictory to other reports. For example, the National Tidy Towns report that was only published there 2 weeks ago, where Ballymun just fared really, really well. Ballymun and Finglas fared really, really well. So this report, the IBAL report, comes out twice a year in the summertime, and we should be expecting another report, I think, around January. And I always feel that they are very unfair on the communities. And they also, I suppose, some of the language that they use, I think is unnecessary, really. It certainly, I suppose, every time we get a report, we're never mentioned in it in high regard. Mm. And yet, when other national bodies come into the area, we do fare well in those reports. And only there a number of years ago, one of our areas won a Pride of Place award, and that is an All-Ireland competition. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of, I suppose, contradiction between the IBAL report and the other bodies. And that's not to say, obviously, we do have a problem, as do every area, with illegal dumping. And sometimes, you know, we can have, I suppose, a litter situation in the area. But having said that, I suppose all of the stakeholders were really, really annoyed in the area when that report came out, because, as I said, it didn't give a true and fair reflection of the area. So we got together and we worked with, I'm a member of Ballymun Tidy Towns, I should say, and we worked together with Dublin City Council to see how we could, I suppose, maybe reverse our fortunes in the upcoming report. And also, I suppose, we were aware that the Tidy Towns competition was coming up as well. So we held a number of public meetings. So they were Ballymun Against Litter public meetings, and they were really well attended by the community. Some of the most well attended public meetings that have taken place in Ballymun in a long time. So that was great. And we came up with, I suppose, a number of areas that we felt were black spots, a number of issues that we needed to address. And Dublin City Council supported us in that, to be fair, and have given us ample resources now to, I suppose, tackle some of the issues. We have regular litter pickers there. We have vans going round all the time, like picking up any illegal dumping that they see. So that's not something that can last forever, because obviously the resources aren't there. But it is something that we got in to highlight, I suppose, to help us after this report was highlighted. And then I suppose that culminated in World Cleanup Day, where we had a big event in Ballymun, and we were all over the place picking up litter. And we got great support, it has to be said, from Finglas Tidy Towns and Meekstown Tidy Towns, our neighbours who turned up on the day to help us. So that was really, really, really good. It boosted morale hugely, and I suppose it has... A very good relationship has now developed between the Tidy Towns organisations in the Northwest area, in that we're now supporting each other at other events, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Yes, that's brilliant. So how did it work on the day? Was it a full day of cleaning, or was there so many hours? Did you do shifts? What way did you work that?
It worked. I suppose it was a 2-hour slot, so from 10 until 12, or was it 11 until 1? I can't really remember, but it was that. And Dublin City Council came along, and there was a large number of staff that turned up on the day to support us as well. So they arrived with all the litter picks, the brushes, the bags, whatever we needed. And we just, there were so many of us, I suppose, we just kind of dispersed into groups of 2 and 3 and just went all over Ballymun on the day. And there was about 60 of us on that day, which was great. And then I suppose then at the end, we all met back together in just in front of the plaza. And Robert Murphy from Super Value, he supplied teas and coffees and buns for us all. So it was it was a great day. It was, as I said, it was, I suppose, the following Monday then was when the Tidy Town results came out. So it has been a good month, I suppose, for the environmental groups in the area of Ballymun, particularly because we've got some good news and we've got some really good engagement from people on the ground. Because I suppose with any voluntary organisation, you can only do so much if you don't have the community support.
This is it. It's just lovely to see that community spirit that everybody got out when was needed. But as you said, like throughout the year, people are volunteering and coming out. Now, have you a regular Tidy Towns committee now that are going to keep this
up? Well, we always have had a Tidy Towns committee that's been in operation since 2010, I think it was, we go out every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We usually just, I suppose, we have a small number of volunteers, so we usually just cover kind of the main street, but we've got a lot of support from Dublin City Council recently, and then there's obviously residence groups themselves within Ballymun that would do their own area. But we can never, I suppose, the one thing that the National Tidy Towns report highlighted was that we needed more volunteers, and I suppose you can never have enough people helping. There's never enough hands. So I suppose it will be, as we're getting into the colder months now, we'll be probably slowing down activity until January or February again, where we'll be going out. But I suppose, like, if anyone wants to, you know, come along and get involved, we'd be absolutely delighted.
And so how can they do that? Who would they get in touch with?
Look, they can get in touch with myself, or they can get in touch with Robert Murphy from Super Value, is the chairperson of Ballymun Tidy Towns.
Right.
So they can get in contact with either of us, and we'll be more than happy to get them involved.
Very good. So you're hoping for, there's another IBAL report, which you say comes out in January, is it?
Yeah.
So you're hoping for better reading this time. Well, look,
I have to be honest, and I'm going to be brutally honest. I'm very sceptical of that report. I don't really understand the purpose of it. It's always very, very, very negative. It usually targets, I suppose, disadvantaged communities or communities that might be struggling. So I'm not expecting any great surprises from it. I'd love to be pleasantly surprised, but I've just seen the way they've operated over a number of years, and they refuse to engage with communities after the report. They don't want to know. Like, we've tried to contact them and, you know, discuss some of the issues that they may have raised, but they just, they really just don't want to know. So,
who is this? What's Irish Business Against Litter? Who are they made up of?
Well, I suppose they're made up, like, it's a national body, so they're made up of, I suppose, a number of business organisations, and they come in, and I suppose they look at areas and black spots and stuff like that, but they never give, they wouldn't spend the time that maybe the National Tidy Towns organisations would spend in an area. And that's why I am sceptical a lot of the time of some of their reports. And I think the language in the last report in relation to the Ballymun community was appalling. It really was. They said that basically they actually said this in the report, that they had tried to shame the community into taking some action about the litter problem, like, but that didn't work, and the situation had only got worse. I thought the language was really unprofessional, to be honest, and certainly wasn't a reflection of our community and all the volunteers that go out on a weekly basis cleaning up their own area or cleaning up the town centre. So, look, when I raised this at Dublin City Council, because we had a council meeting the night that the report came out last January, right. And Dublin City Council themselves have said that they've tried to engage with them before and failed. Because, look, the last thing community needs, and especially our community needs, is like being in all the papers in a negative manner.
Yes, definitely.
And really, I think if they're going to produce these reports, then they really need to be working with areas to try and improve them, rather than like suggesting that they're producing reports to shame communities. Like, I think... Yeah. I just don't think really has any impact other than getting people's aura up, to be honest.
Yes, definitely. And putting certain communities in a bad light, you know, just trying to show them in a bad light. I mean, to be called a litter black spot. I've never, you know, on driving through Ballymun, you know, because we're from the area, we go up around Ballymun, Finglas, yeah, quite often. I'm driving to, I've never seen it, and I was wondering what was this. But when you mentioned illegal dumping, people can't... you know, they can't combat that. They need the resources put in place to stop that. That's not something that the local community themselves can address, or, you know, without going to the county council. But do you find, are there enough bins and things for people to...
Well,
I do find sometimes you're going around and I do have a bag of litter coming home with me because there's never a bin to be found, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, there's not. And Dublin City Council have taken out a lot of bins because they tend to actually lead to illegal dumping. So people would come along and leave their black bin bags beside council, public council bins. And I suppose, like, if you live in an area and there's a bin outside your house and there's constantly people dumping black bins there, you want that removed. Only yesterday I requested a number of bins for an area in Finglas. I hope I'll be successful, but it may be a battle to try and get them, because they do tend to illegal dumping, and it's terrible, like, because if you don't have bins, that's when you get litter. Like, people will drop their crisp bag on the ground if there's no bin there.
Yeah.
But some people will, actually, that's not fair to generalise. Mm. Some people will. But then when you have a bin, it leads to bigger illegal dumping. So it's really, the bins are a no-win situation. We do need them, and particularly in our public parks, we need them. I think the whole issue around waste management is being looked at Dublin City Council, and we have a new council in place since May, and certainly I would be in favour of Dublin City Council taking back the bin service. Collection, because I think that is where a lot of the problems have arisen with illegal dumping.
Well, that's it. Once they privatised it and people couldn't afford to pay for their bins, that's what's, there's more people.
Look, and there's some people that just won't anyway, whether they can afford to do it or not. There's some people that just won't. And I think, like, if Dublin City Council took that over and their tenants, it was put on their rent, it might be more manageable for people.
Yeah.
And also, if it's just people that just are refusing to pay, they won't, if they're tenants of Dublin City Council, they won't have a choice when it comes to that. So I just think it would tick a lot of boxes. And it's something that I suppose that we've set up a working group on the council to look at that and to lobby for that, because we really do feel that people are very frustrated with illegal dumping. Like, if you live in a house and there's somebody dumping outside your gate all the time, it's very, very, very frustrating. And people get embarrassed because they think other people think it's them that are dumping outside their own homes. And it's really unfair, really, really unfair. And it does make communities look dirty, and we just need to do something about it. The enforcement hasn't worked and people are getting away without paying their bins. So we just need to address the issues of why that's happening and see if we can come up with a more manageable system where people are not being forced into illegally dumping.
Definitely. But it's a good story, though, and I'm sure you'd be delighted to hear how you get on in that IBAL report in January.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a lovely
Mike,
thing
come
that
back
the whole...
On then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can come back on then and see what way they've mentioned you. But it is lovely to think that the whole
yeah.
community came together, yourselves and Finglas, and, you know, sorted it out, basically, and showed them where it's at.
Yeah.
So thanks, Nolene, for coming on.
Thanks a million. Thanks so much.
Yeah, bye. Take care. Talk to you.